Good evening. This is Mark Lynch, and this is Inquiry. My guest tonight is Beth Robbins, Recreation Assistant for the City of Fitchburg. And we're here to talk about, among other things, festivals by the river. I love that. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you for having me.
Oh, this is a pleasure.
And all the way through to Leominster and all the way. So they're kind of...
Oh, we'll talk about that later, because I would be fascinated to talk about that.
Yes, absolutely. But these... So these festivals were kind of my brainchild as far as the ideas. Of course, that went through the approval of the board as well.
So you had to sell them.
I kind of had to sell them. And they didn't know what... So we have Folk Fest, Steampunk.
I know the one that they're going to be caught up on steampunk.
Yes. And I had to try to break that down into a short, you know... And so that's not an easy task.
Okay, well, let's start with July 13th. Now, this is a natural to me, like July 13th, Folk Fest.
Yes.
Okay, that's a given. That's like a typical one.
Yes, more or less.
Yeah, come on. How can you resist a Folk Fest?
Yes, absolutely. Multicultural.
Right.
All kinds of different, you get to appeal to all different audiences. And yeah, I guess that's pretty.
And it's not scary.
Nope, it's very.
But so, what bands are going to play?
So we have the Squeezebox Stompers as our opener. They do Zydeco music, so they'll be bringing New Orleans,
southern stuff.
Yeah, with the washboards and all that kind of stuff.
I love it.
They're really fun. We also have a Celtic band, the Kelly Girls. They're going to come and.
Of course, it's the Kelly Girls.
The Kelly Girls. What else would it be? We also have.
Wait a minute. Is that going to be a dance group or a musical group?
It's a musical group.
Oh, nice.
I mean, but we welcome people that want to come and do an Irish jig or two, you know, to join the show.
So are all these people from sort of around the Fitchburg area?
These particular folks, we have Helen's Willow Wind coming, playing Native American style fluting as well.
Oh, wow. So this really is a wide ranging.
It's a wide range. Would love to embrace more cultures with it.
Nice.
And we have Crocodile River coming play.
Whose office is right upstairs from where we
are
speak.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I'll have to stop in and say hi. Yep, they're going to be doing some African drumming
And they do
us.
A great job on that.
Yes, I love that program. It's wonderful. I reached out to them doing my research, you know, just kind of trying to feel around in the community what was here. And also... to invite regional folks so that we draw more people from outside of our local area.
And, that's smart thinking.
Well, yeah, that was kind of the underlying thing for the wacky choices and the themes for the festivals.
Well, it's not wacky choices. It's just wide-ranging choices. And I think it's pretty bold. I think it's really nice, too.
Mm, well, thank
so
you.
So now when you say you have the – so how long is this festival going to last for a day?
It's a four-hour festival, so it'll be 5 to 9.
Oh, nice.
At night, yeah.
You're going to have food trucks and stuff like that?
We're going to have some food trucks, and we're going to have some vendors.
Nice.
And...
a beer garden?
A beer garden as well, yes. Yes.
I never knew beer grew in gardens. What does that mean? I actually don't know what a beer... when you say beer garden, it's like... what does that mean?
Well, actually, they just had Brewfest at Riverfront, which was a huge example of that. What they do is they invite local vendors or, you know, regional vendors to come and showcase different kinds of beers. Now, at these festivals, it won't be so elaborate, but there'll be, you know, a great choice of...
So this sounds like a really great family event. It really does.
Yes.
It really sounds. How much is it going to cost?
It is $10 if you buy tickets in advance and $15 at the door.
Right,
but the thing that I'm really trying to promote is folks from different cultures to come in, dress in their native garb.
Oh, nice!
And they can get in for free. So,
oh, whoa!
You know,
okay.
So, if anybody wants to, show their cultural pride and wear some garb to the show, then they get in for free.
That's really nice. That's really cool. So that's coming up. That's going to be July 13th. What day of the week is that?
That's a Saturday.
They're all on a Saturday.
On Saturdays, yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, the next one, and I happen to be a huge fan of this.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought, wow, I can't believe you're doing this, because this is going to get a whole different crowd.
Yes, yes. And that was my thinking, that this is such a subculture of cool folks. Okay. I mean, you might as well call it a subculture, because they're very devoted and dedicated to anything steampunk. You know.
For people who've never understood steampunk, do I dare ask you to give it a definition?
I can give it a go. It's one of those...
I'll help you out as you go, okay?
Okay. The way I describe it is it's the Victorian era mixed with the industrial age, brought together creative and wonderful ways. You'll see women walking around in steel corsets or chainmail, and you'll also see monocles and folks wearing homemade.
It's a really weird thing that I swear just sort of sprang out of nowhere. Well, it sprang out of a couple of novels.
Yes.
And the idea is almost like that there was a parallel culture or dimension where everything remains steam powered. So computers and everything is powered by steam. So everybody's still sort of very Victorian, but very science fiction-y too.
Yes, that's what I love about it. It's that melding, and it's a chance for people to express such a wide range of their own creativity.
It's a huge dress-up thing.
Yes,
it's huge. It's like really. I know people who live to dress up for steampunk.
Right, and they'll go anywhere to be able to wear their costume for the day. So this is what I was hoping with drawing people. That's why it's called A Taste of Steampunk, because it's a taste of steampunk. We've never had it in Fitchburg before.
I think it's a cool venue for it.
Yeah, and it will draw.
Well, you know, when you think about it, Fitchburg is sort of steampunk because it's sort of industrial age, but now it's really modern.
You're right. And we did have the steam train, steam rail went right behind Riverfront Park.
Very cool.
So it is kind of tapping into our history as well.
Now, I read the bands that are coming for this.
Yes.
Now, did you find these bands?
I did. Yes, I did.
So, Beth. Do I dare ask you what kind of music you listen to at home?
I listen to wide diversity, everything that's covered with the festivals and more.
Okay.
So I'm always open.
That was non-committal.
It kind of is, but the common denominator is always how does the band play their genre, their specific type of music with passion? You know, they really
Very
have
good.
That synchronicity?
Yep.
You know, will people enjoy watching?
You use the S word.
Synchronicity.
Yeah, I know. You won me over.
Okay. Thank goodness.
That's a Carl Jung word.
Yes, yes.
That's a very steampunk word.
I'm in the mode.
So what bands are coming?
So we have Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Who, I know, isn't that such a cool name?
It is.
And they have such beautiful costuming, and they deliver such a performance in their dark and their fantasy and their kind of dark and brooding, but also brilliant, you know.
No, where are they from?
That is a very, I believe they're the Boston area.
Okay.
I saw them originally at the Watch City Steampunk. And
so wait a minute, do you do steampunk?
I don't. I like to see steampunk, but I don't have the costumes or anything like that.
So you're not going for that day, you're not going to dress up? Think about it.
Good question. Maybe that's a good idea, Mark.
That'd be worth the price of admission. Okay. So. But so that sounds like a very cool band to say.
Yes, they're actually, I believe they're national. And the lead singer is actually from Fitchburg. And so it's kind of local. The same thing with the Busted Jug Band. We have Den Poitras in there. And they do a lot of Cambridge shows and everything. The other guys. But Den Poitras is from Winchendon, Ashburnham. Which is very close to Fitchburg.
It really is.
Yes, and he does this one string bass that he made himself. And,
oh, cool!
And they all do all these eclectic instruments like kazoos and all kinds of.
Interesting. It's a very different vibe from the folk fest, but this sounds really unique. Sounds something different.
Yes, Mark. I really wanted to try to represent the cause, which of course is building a stage at Riverfront Park.
Okay, well, talk to me about that.
Yes. The vision of the Riverfront Parks and Trails Advisory from the beginning, when they first took over taking care of the park and all of this, the vision was to build a stage, a permanent stage there, so we could be kind of the downtown hub for concerts and theater performances outside. And draw more people into Fitchburg.
Would it be a half-covered stage, you know, like the Hat Shell in Boston kind of thing?
Yes, a smaller version of that,
right,
pretty much. Because the park itself, I think it can hold up to 1,000, perhaps.
That's a big event for a town like Fitchburg.
Yes, it is. And the only other place is the airport, which is kind of on the fringes, so it doesn't bring folks into downtown Fitchburg. And with all the other wonderful projects going on in downtown Fitchburg that we want to let people know about, building the stage is a way to kind of bring recognition to that park the beauty of that park, and let's get it.
Do you already have designs for the stage?
We do. We have a couple of initial designs where the board is working on kind of, getting together more revised plans now that we're moving forward with the fundraising.
This is really exciting. So when do you, if everything goes well, when would you expect to start building the stage?
Well, it's kind of one of those things with fundraising that, you can have an estimate, yep. But it's,
I've been there, done that.
Yes. And the festivals alone will not bring, bring enough revenue
so
probably.
So you have to do other things.
Yep. So, 5 years would be a nice estimate, we're really kind of just green roots in it right now and just trying to get our events in place first and foremost.
Are you going to do other events to support it?
We'll do the festivals by the river every year. We may
add
stuff.
So this is going to kick off a yearly thing?
This is going to be a yearly thing. So it's a three-part series now. It might grow to be a 5 or 7-part series.
Now the last one, September 14th, is going to be the Fiesta Latina.
Yes.
That sounds like it's going to be excellent.
Oh my goodness. We have such a rich population of Latinas in our community. Everybody's very excited about it. And I'd love to have as many different facets of Latinas and Hispanic culture represented at that festival.
Who are you going to have for music? Because that's crucial.
Yes, very much so. I kind of resisted doing the popular, more modern music. I went with Marca, a band called Marca, who has people from many different countries in the Latino culture. And so they come to represent, and they do everything from native music all the way to dance music. And we also have dancers coming. We're going to have salsa dancing and samba dancing. And stilt walkers at that one, and hopefully we'll have a lot of food to represent the all the culture too. So
these are really ambitious, bro. Like just to do one of these, I know. I'm not trying to make you nervous, but just to do one of these would be a huge deal. To do three so different, like that's amazing. That's really I hope all of these come up. I really want to see the steampunk one come off really well.
Yes, well, I will invite you to come to all three. We would love to have you.
I would love. I mean, these all sound great.
Yes.
Now, should people get tickets in advance? There's going to be a limit to the number of people you let in, right?
Yes, of course. Would love to reach that limit. Honestly, there are no online venues. That's the only thing. We don't have an online venue to buy the tickets. They'd have to come into Fitchburg to buy the tickets at many different places. I would love to recommend if anybody is in the area, obviously, to come visit the Art Museum, the Fitchburg Art Museum.
Well, we already know that that's world famous.
Oh, my goodness. For a day, just to come and get your tickets, you can go to the Art Museum and check that out. And then go to something called Strong Style Coffee, who's having tickets for us. And Eddie's Music right next door. It's a cool little juxtaposition right across the street from the park that the actual festivals are going on.
So when I'm in downtown Fitchburg, where's the park in relationship to, like, I'm on my way to the art museum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I do this a lot. So I cross over that bridge.
Yes.
So where do I go to the park?
So, if you're going to the Fitchburg Art Museum,
I'm coming up from Route 2.
And so you'll be coming up Main Street, right? And the Fitchburg Art Museum, you take a right to get into the park. So you want to go around the boulder.
Yeah.
Around the boulder and come back down.
Does the boulder have a name? Is that like, that's like a major landmark in Fitchburg.
It's the boulder. Yeah, it's just called the boulder. It's actually really cool. Another thing that folks might want to do if they come to Fitchburg, there's a boulder walk that they have that's scheduled. I think they do it once a month there. Tells the whole history of the boulder and goes up to the top of this beautiful vista where you can see all of Fitchburg. It's actually pretty cool.
Wait a minute. You need to describe this in detail because I have no idea what you're talking about. It's a tour?
Yes. It's called the Rock Walk. And Peter Capodaglio, who owns a studio, an art studio, an art gallery, actually, right near that boulder that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Him and another organization, I think it's, I'm not going to be able to remember them, sorry. They developed this whole walk where they do a guided walk up to the top of the Rollstone Hill.
Wait, is that the one with the cemetery? What's the hill that overlooks Fitchburg that has the cemetery on it? I've actually gone bird watching up there.
I think that's where.
On the other side of the tracks and the river, and way up on a hill, there's a cemetery that I look down on at Fitchburg.
That could be. Could be Rollstone Cemetery. I don't know. I'm going to make myself look.
I made myself find it because whenever I was in Fitchburg, I'd look across the river and there was a huge cemetery on top of a hill. And I thought that would be a great hawk watch spot.
Well, Fitchburg is really a
it's very hilly.
It's hilly and it's got a lot of little pockets of wildlife refuges.
It does.
All these different
especially
things.
Around the periphery, it's got some amazing places to hike.
Yes, it really does. It's kind of a gem in the rough. So when you go around that boulder, you're going to come down Boulder Drive. So just kind of like
there's an actual Boulder Drive?
It's called Boulder Drive, yes. Okay. I'm not making this up.
It was weird that I know.
We love our boulder.
Rock on, man. That's really funny that the boulder is like a big deal.
Yes, it really is. It's kind of part of our history.
So does he talk about like the geological history?
He talks about the geological history when the boulder actually broke off from that quarry and came rolling down the hill and settled there on the upper common.
Wait a minute. So there's a story. Is that true?
That is true. That's how the story goes.
So this giant rock came rolling into town?
Pretty much, yeah. And ended up right on the upper, upper common. Wait.
Beth.
You'll have to look up more. There are so many
stories.
When
was that?
I am not going to be able to speak like a scholar
like
on this.
1800s, 1700s?
I believe it was the 1800s, but you can find out the whole story
Were there people fleeing?
I'm not sure. I don't think anybody captured any footage, but I would imagine if they saw a big boulder coming down.
Well, nowadays people would take out their cell phones and go, oh, like there's a giant boulder rolling into town. But I just can imagine this giant rock rolling into downtown Fitchburg.
Well, it was a quarry up there for a while, and there were glaciers, I guess, too, that settled. And there's this whole story behind it.
Right. That's back in the Pleistocene, back before there was the boulder, obviously.
Absolutely. And there is a whole history, and they go over that as you hike up to the top most vantage point where you can see.
So this sounds like a fairly rigorous hike, though.
No, it's not. It's actually easy for folks. They take it nice and slow.
Okay.
I think it's about 3/4 of a mile all the way to the top.
Does he do this every year?
He does this many times a year. If people want to look
cool
out the
event. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to check out the Rock Walk, if you just look that up on Facebook, I think that's all it's called is the Rock Walk. And people can find out more information
very
about
cool
it.
Idea. Very nice idea.
You know, there are all these little pockets of really passionate, invested people in Fitchburg that are doing these really neat things. Strong Style Coffee is on that side of Boulder Drive.
Yep.
Where they're actually doing the Mill Street, Activate Mill Street project.
What?
It's a partnership between Reimagine Maine and the city of Fitchburg, and they just raised over $50,000 to do this little alley. It's like a little alleyway, but they're renovating it to build a small little stage in a performance area. And Strong Style Coffee and Eddie's Music is there. They're going to have vendors. So it's going to be kind of like a little mini slice of, you know, of Boston where you might be able to go and get produce or...
You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. My guest tonight is Beth Robbins. She's the recreation assistant for the city of Fitchburg. We've been talking about the festivals of the river, by the river, but it becomes obvious that there's a lot of other stuff going on. This rock walk is really intrigued me. Stepping back from this whole thing, why does it seem like an awful lot is going on in Fitchburg right now? And I'm straight lining in this, obviously, but it really does seem because I've lived in Worcester for most of my life.
Yes.
And Fitchburg was always just sort of, you know, you sort of pass through it maybe. And then all of a sudden in the last 5 years, it really seems that the town is really, really starting to change its game.
Yes. I think the momentum has been built over years of, you know, having a solid art and music community and people that are very passionate about improving Fitchburg. And we seem to have our share in spades of that right now. We have the Fitchburg Cultural Council, who's funding a lot of small... which is part of the Mass Cultural Council, who's funding a lot of the small and bigger projects, creative projects in Fitchburg. They donated some funds to the festivals by the river, as well as the Concerts on the Common, which is the other series that goes on at the Upper Common.
I know that you have to sell the town because you work for the city, but it really does seem like it's an exciting place to be now.
Well, I work and I live in the city, so I really do genuinely love the city.
Have you always lived there?
Not always. I've lived in every other surrounding city, to be honest with you.
Really?
I've lived in Westminster, Gardner, Ashby, all of these. And when I came back to Fitchburg about 6 years ago, I really realized it was my favorite of all the places to live, in honesty, because you have the beauty, but you also have so much culture and so much diversity.
It really is. It's got a great diverse population.
You know, and there's also New View, which is right on Main. They do all kinds of community training, and they also support many, if not all, of the creative endeavors in the city. So it's this spine that's kind of growing, and of course, the Fitchburg Art Museum.
It was amazing when Nick Capasso took over that art museum. I knew Nick way before that when he was at the Decordiva.
Oh, yes.
And so we're good friends.
Yeah.
And he was excited about taking over the Fitchburg Art Museum. And I was like, what? I couldn't believe. Within 6 months, the Fitchburg Art Museum suddenly became the place to go within central Massachusetts. And to this day, it's got the most exciting art exhibitions, the most different and the most unexpected stuff.
Exactly. And that's the unexpected is really.
And he also
the key
loves working with the town.
He does. He does a lot of cool stuff with the city. And I met with him personally about Festivals by the River. And
cool.
He is such a great resource for all kinds of, you know, connections within the city of people I didn't know about yet, you know?
You know, the one thing we didn't mention is there's a university there, too.
Absolutely. Fitchburg State University.
That's right. A lot of people don't even realize that. And the art museum, I know, works with them to get stuff done. So there's a really nice community atmosphere that's developed there, too.
There really is. And the beautiful part about coming into Fitchburg is the parking isn't an issue. As if you come into
Worcester, I'm a little bit surprised about that.
If you come into Worcester or a big city to go to an art museum, you know, you're dealing with, I have to have paid park. I mean, we have municipal garages all along Main Street. And that's the nice part because you can make a day, you can do that, then you can go to the Rock Walk, you can go to Strong Stout Coffee or the Boulder Cafe to have a drink.
Now, among the projects that are on board, I know, is going to be the renovation of the building behind the Fitchburg Art Museum. Talk about that.
So I believe it's over 60 units for artists, writers, you know, any kind of artists, musicians. Wow. And they'll also have their own studio spaces. I'm actually on the committee for that project. And it's kind of in the beginning stages, but they put a new roof on. I'm starting to renovate the building. And the cool thing about it is some part of it is going to be open to the public. To come in and see working artists and artisans.
Wow, nice.
You know, everything from blacksmithing to pottery, sculpture.
Nice.
So they're trying to really encourage, you know, even people that might be going to Boston for art, you know, majoring in art, to have affordable housing so that they can, you know, live right on the line to get into Boston because we have the T that goes right in there. And is it the T or is it?
It's the train.
It's the train. It goes right into Boston. So, I mean, it's a really innovative, cool project. And New View is the one that is kind of the backstory to that.
So we're almost going to go out of time. I want to review all of these. Okay. What's the phone number or website people can go to check on things like dates?
So they can call me at 978-829-1815. That's okay. That's my number there. And then they can also...
There's a website, because I've been at the website. So actually, I think if you just Google Festivals by the river, Fitchburg, they have the complete list of everything that's going to go on down there.
They absolutely do, and all the places that you can get tickets. There's also a Festivals by the River Visioning Board. Group. I know that sounds, but it's for folks that are interested in just finding out more about the festivals.
Okay.
They can join it. And
so July 13th is
the Folk Fest.
So, and that's going to have, again, all of these have food vendors and, the performances all occur between what hours?
The first one, I believe, starts at 5:30 and goes through till 9 o'clock.
Now you can just walk in and buy a ticket at the door.
You absolutely can. Okay. Yeah. And again, if people want to show off their cultural pride, we encourage people to, because the more colorful, the better.
So does Slacker count?
No, sorry.
I was just trying to get in for free. August 24th, this is the one I'm really interested in. It's A Taste of Steampunk.
And we have a guy that's going to put a nail through his nose and do all kinds of... We have a
Wait
fire
a minute,
performer.
You never mentioned any of that.
Well, you know, we got off on how great Fitchburg was, so we missed it.
So the guy putting a nail through his nose?
Yep, there's going to be a guy apparently that puts a nail through his nose.
Okay, and then finally... This is wild. And then September 14th is Fiesta Latina, which also sounds really excellent.
Yes. That's going to be a party.
Now, these are rain or shine.
These are rain or shine.
Beth, mm-hmm. You're going to have to come back. You're going to have a review of the guy who puts a nail through his nose. These sound really interesting. And they sound like fun, too, and a really great place to sort of go and enjoy yourself.
Yes.
My guest tonight has been Beth Robbins. She is the recreation assistant for the city of Fitchburg up to our north. And we've been talking about festivals by the river. Again, check out the website to find out all the information. Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure.
You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. Good night.